Thank you, Japan. I think it's always appreciated and very much welcome to have such workshops as we just have heard from several delegations, and also I received in the past from different stakeholders the information that it's very valuable to have, in addition to the informal working group on cybersecurity, such workshops, especially for the authorities and technical services, in the framing as you currently have it, with some open and closed parts of such workshops. And you're fully right. The point about proposing amendments to the UN regulations 155 and 156 is up to the informal working group, but in my understanding, it's already covered in the current draft TORs, because it's about maintaining the official documents, and so amendments to the relevant official documents will be carried out, and so on. That's already part of the text. So if the workshop would come up with a proposal, this would go into the informal working group and then be submitted, if it's mature enough, to WB29, to GRVA, of course. And so the process is already installed, and I would assume that the informal working group would appreciate if proposals from the workshops and delegations in the workshops are made to the informal working group and brought forward. So there is no conflict or whatever. I see it as a combined activity. Okay, so I think it's a mandate to continue, and that's what we will take into the report, to continue with the workshops and also work on the specific topic of multi-stage vehicles or approvals. And you can discuss within the workshop whether you would create some kind of subgroup to specifically address this and come forward with proposals for the informal working group and then to GRVA. And my understanding is that it may result in an amendment of the regulations to give more clarity on responsibilities and the process itself. Okay, so do we have more comments from the floor? No, that's not the case. So thank you once again. Japan, we are approaching time for coffee break now, and it's exactly 11 a.m. After the coffee break, we will stay within agenda item 5A. We have one additional document from OIKA and CLEPA, informal 25, about software updates for increased functionality, for additional functions in vehicles, proposal for some kind of procedure. And we still have to touch upon the informal document number 5, the revised terms of reference for the informal working group cybersecurity and over-the-air update. So this will be the plan to complete the discussion on these items after the coffee break. So let's break for coffee now and resume at 11:30.